Hey, we're River Country. How you doing? My name's Stevie Della Rose. Well, on Saturday, we've got a big event going on up here. It's called Party in the Park, and it is going down at Riverfront Park. Live music all day long and a lot of stuff for the kids going on, too. But music is what we're going to talk about right now. One of the performers, her name is Ashley Ghostkeeper. And let me tell you something. If you haven't heard of this girl yet, you're definitely going to hear about her. She is a singer-songwriter, and she's just incredible. I'm going to play a little clip from one of her songs right now. This is called Waiting on a No.
You call me up on a Saturday night. I hear a sweet voice. Boy, you say my name just right. Give me a t-shirt after just one night. This should be going somewhere, but I just can't see the light. So, waiting on a no, waiting on that goodbye, waiting for that heartache, cloud shake, tears come down, waiting on that last kiss, waiting on that last piece. Oh, I'm here waiting, waiting on a no.
I absolutely love that song. Please welcome Ashley Ghostkeeper. How you doing, Ashley?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You are such a pretty girl, and you are so talented. I'm telling you, it's been, I don't even know how long that a song gave me goosebumps like that one did. Give us a little history about Waiting on a No, and you, period. When did you get started? How did you get started?
Thank you. Yeah, I've been singing pretty much when I was able to talk, but really taking that big step into my music, it's only been about a year and a half, and I've already released my two songs, and so much has already happened that I'm so grateful for. A bit behind the story of Waiting on a No, it's based, I usually write on my personal stories, and I really try to bring out that organic truth-telling. So the story was, you know, about a boy and a girl, and, you know, didn't know it was going to work out, kind of knew it was going to come to an end, but that's okay. So I wrote this song at that time. And when I think of this song, I just think of having that courage to just move through experiences, because we as humans, we grow through experiences, whether that's people, places, things, jobs, and just living in the moment. So I really hope the listeners of this song can take it in a positive light.
Wow. Like I said, you're very talented. And I understand you played competitive hockey for 14 years.
Yes, I did. I played most of my minor hockey in Red Deer. We got to go to the National Esso Cup. We hosted, we won silver. And then right after that game, I actually had to hop on a plane right away for Native Nationals in Halifax. So my hockey has definitely taken me a lot of places, and it actually helped get my start in music. I started to do anthems for hockey games, and then that led to rodeo anthems, and then that led to playing at farmers markets, and just one thing leads to another. And so I really believe everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, it definitely does. Now, I hear a lot of influences in your music, and I never like to do this. I was an artist myself back in the day, and you never really want to hear that you sound like somebody else. But if you take the artists that you remind me of, like Miranda Lambert, especially Sarah Evans, I hear so much of her in you. Not that you sound like her, but just her passion and her drive that she had when she first started out. And I'm getting goosebumps just talking about this, and the chicks a little bit, but definitely a lot of Ashley. That's what I hear in your music. What are some of the things that you write about and have written about?
Like I said before, I write a lot from my personal experiences. I don't like to try to make up stories. You know, that can be fun, but where it comes true to me is just writing personal stories and putting that down on paper. And a lot of times the songs come to me without even trying. It just comes to me in moments as I'm driving or as I'm at work or doing something so random, and a song will come to me, a melody will come to me, and it's like putting the truth on paper that I didn't know until I wrote it down. So it's really cool as an artist. I write a lot of poetry. I'm writing poetry all day long. I never stop. So I definitely really connect with the writing.
Yeah, that's what you need to do when you're writing, definitely, in a big way. And it definitely shows in your writing. Very, very heartfelt stuff that just amazing. I'm very, very impressed with you, young lady. And I'm pretty sure that you're going to go pretty far in this business. What are you working on now? You working on something new?
Well, we just recently released the new music video for Wait No 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 about 2 weeks ago. Collectively, already has like 60,000 views.
I saw that.
And so I totally just blew me away. And then last night, APTN showcased the music video for me with an interview. So I'm just so grateful for what's to come. I do have two more songs from the EP I recorded back in Toronto. So by the end of summer, there will be another release, which I'm super excited about. So, and then I'll be actually back in the studio in a month, too. So it's just, I'm going to keep it on going. So
very exciting stuff, and we're excited for you. Now, besides the show this weekend, where will we find you? Where will we find more shows coming up? And also, where can we find your music?
Yes, yeah, so my music is available on all streaming platforms, YouTube. I have the Facebook page, website, all of that. I will be playing at Manning Rodeo next week, doing the anthem, and then I'll be opening for the band, which is super exciting. And I'll have some more shows posted up on my website and Facebook page. You could follow along. And
that's where they can find you. Well, we're looking forward to the show on Saturday night. Thank you so much for coming in today. I cannot wait to hear more of your music.
Thank you so much, Stevie, for having me.